This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions and his followers until the Day of Judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of the Magnificent Seven. The seven whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described by saying, seven are whom Allah will put them in His shade in the Day of Judgment. A just ruler, a youth who grew up with the worship of Allah, a person whose heart is attached to the masjids, two persons who love each other, meet each other, depart from each other for the sake of Allah. A man whom an extremely beautiful woman seduces him. He rejects her effort by saying, I fear Allah. A person who gives in charity and conceals it to the extent that his left hand will not know what his right hand is giving. And finally, a person who remembers Allah in solitude and his eyes well up. Those seven great kind of people, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them in this hadith. We've been studying them and trying to know how can we apply this into our life. And last time we talked in details about the sixth category, those who give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, we'll talk about the last category, the last one, the person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, alone. There's nobody watching him. It's not in front of people, so he's showing off. No, he did that alone where nobody else sees him but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except his Lord, except the one that he is calling, except the one that he is worshipping and seeking his blessings and seeking his mercy. When he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that situation, he couldn't control his ear, his eyes, his tears, and his eyes well up. My brothers and sisters, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we call dhikrullah, dhikrullah is the sweetest things ever the mu'min can have in this dunya. It's the sweetest things in this dunya. You know, when you love somebody, you remember him a lot. When you love somebody, you remember that person a lot. You talk about that person a lot, all the time. That's why one of the clear signs of iman, that you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that you love the most, it means you will remember him the most. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one you love the most, it means He's the one you will talk about the most. If somebody loves His work, he will talk about His work all the time. If somebody loves this dunya, he's always talking about dunya. If somebody loves his wife, he will always talk about his wife, or she talks always about her husband. But if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, you must be among those people who always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there is no time will pass by, a long time, or a short time will pass by you and you're not aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not mentioning Him. You're not thanking Him. You're not praising Him. You're not glorifying Him. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believer to remember Him so much. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. O who you believe, remember Allah so much. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. And glorify Him in the day and in the night, in the early time in the day and in the end of the day. In this, when the sun rise, when the sun set. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us to remember Him so much and to glorify Him subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day and during the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. Remember Allah قِيَامًا, while you are standing, قُعُودًا, while you are sitting, and وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ, while you are laying down. What that means? You know, you either standing up, walking, or you are sitting, or you are sleeping. There's no any other situation. If you think about anyone, let me know. But if you think about your situation, you either standing, walking, or standing up, talking to somebody, or you are sitting, or you are laying down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us to remember Him in all situations, in all positions, while we are in our daily activity, standing and walking, or while we are relaxing at home, sitting with our friends, sitting in a public place, or in the masjid, we also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when we go to bed, or when we wake up, the first thing we say, the first thing we remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations, while you are traveling, while you are resident, while you are in your home, outside your house. Also, if you are rich, if you are poor, it doesn't matter. You are old, you are young, you are male, female, it doesn't matter. All of us, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in day, in nights. Even if you are traveling in the sea or by the airplane or in your car, there is some supplication, there is some dua you've been asked to say, and you've been asked to say it and practicing it. My dear brothers and sisters, We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are in the ease time and when we are in a hardship, when we are healthy and when we are sick. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret and in public, while I'm alone or while I'm with my friends or with my family. Think about it. When you walk up in the morning, the first thing you said, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He brought you back to life after your death, because sleeping is a form of death. Then after that, you go to the bathroom. There is a supplication to say before you go to the bathroom. There is another one when you exit from the bathroom. There is another one you say before you eat and after you eat. There is something to say when you meet somebody. You say, Assalamu alaikum. And this is a form of dhikr. And when you walk out of your house, there is another dua the Prophet ﷺ taught us to say when we leave our homes, when we meet people. Actually, when we gather, in any gathering, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you attend any gathering, you must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that gathering if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this gathering. And if you don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this will be in the day of judgment, tirah, which it means something you regret. You regret you attended that gathering without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Islam taught us also what to say in several different occasions and different positions. He taught us to say certain supplication when we see the crescent. Al-Islam also, the Prophet ﷺ taught us what to say when you see somebody sick or somebody going through a hardship in front of you. When you hear a good news, what to say. When you hear bad news, what to say. When you hear somebody sneeze, what to say. When you yourself sneeze, what to say. Al-Islam order you to read Quran and order you to pray 5 times a day. And all this a form of dhikr. A form of dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so you might be among the successful one. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much will lead to success. Will lead to success, no doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And the men and the women who remember Allah much, Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. Forgiveness and a great reward. The moment you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask His forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you request. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described as Anas radiallahu anhu described him. That he said, كَانَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. All the time. As I just told you, just the moment you wake up until you go back to sleep, there is certain dhikr that you say over the day and the night. And if there is nothing particular to say, you've been encouraged to say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But before I go deep in this, I would like to share with you the meaning and the definition of the word dhikr. This word dhikr has several meanings. Dhikr in Quran been used in different meaning. First meaning, dhikr, it means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like what you just heard, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَاذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. يعني remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Dhikr also been mentioned in the Quran, and it means Al-Quran and As-Sunnah. Allah says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have sent down a dhikr, and we are going to protect it. So, this verse clearly talking about al-dhikr, which is al-Qur'an, and as soon as the scholars said, which it means basically the deen, the religion. Also al-dhikr means the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in his book that he have sent down a sunnah to explain what he have revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. We have given you a dhikr, so you will explain with it what we have revealed to them. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to people is Al-Qur'an. And what explained Al-Qur'an? As-Sunnah. So here we see clearly that dhikr means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-dhikr means Al-Qur'an and As-Sunnah. The religion, al-dhikr means also the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically. Al-dhikr also could mean the knowledge or the scholars. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of knowledge, who are the scholars basically, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of dhikr, it means ask the scholars. So now we realize that al-dhikr has several meanings. But we are here focusing on the first meaning because that was related to our subject, al-dhikr, which it means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll have a break, then we will come back inshallah to continue our discussion.
Huda TV strives to bring you, our viewers, the best in Islamic programming. Please send your comments and suggestions to feedback at huda.tv.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, to continue our discussion about the meaning and the importance of dhikrullah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what's so unique about this act of worship? It doesn't have a time. It doesn't require a specific time. Any act of worship, it has a specific time to be done in it. For instance, Salat, There is specific time for you to pray, 5 times a day. There are certain times you're not allowed to pray, and there are certain times you've been recommended to pray, and so on. Zakat, there is certain time for you to give zakat. And also fasting, you fast sometime, you fast from Fajr all the way to Maghrib, and you fast in the month of Ramadan. But dhikrullah, all the time. Dhikrullah, all the time. All situations. No matter what you are involved in or where you are, you can practice this act of worship. And also, one more thing about it, that you need to use your tongue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created your tongue in a such unique way. This muscle that you stretch it and you using it, never get tired. Have you ever heard about somebody said, oh, my tongue hurt me today, I use it too much today? No. If we use our tongue, we can use it and keep using it without even break, and we will not get tired. This is a very unique muscle, that it, you can stretching it and using it without getting tired. Imagine if your tongue, like your hand, if you use your hand a lot, you feel tired. If you use your tongue a lot, you feel, I'm tired, I can't talk anymore. No, maybe your jaw will get tired, but your tongue will never get tired. And your tongue is the tool that you use to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beside your heart as well. But mainly, use your tongue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed you with this, you should utilize it in the best way. You should not ever let a moment pass in your life and you can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. You can pronounce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His names and attributes, without saying it. Don't ever let any time goes by without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this hadith reported by Imam Muslim, سَبَقَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ, they will come first. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who are الْمُفَرِّدُونَ? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, أَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those who remember Allah much, male and female, those male and female who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us, and this hadith reported by Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, الدنيا تملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله وعالم ومتعلم, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed this dunya, this world, except those who are learning and those who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anything, these two things involve in it, it will be blessed. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, this, the hadith reported by Ibn Hibban, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أحب الأعمال إلى الله أن تموت ولسانك رطب بذكر الله, the best thing that you die while you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the last thing you say before you die, لا إله إلا الله, you enter Jannah. If this is the last word you pronounce before your death, that means you among the people of Jannah. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that the house, al-bayt, الذي يذكر الله فيه والذي لا يذكر الله فيه مثل الحي والميت, that the house where people in that, the people of that house, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much in that house, and another house where people will not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example of these two houses, the example of somebody who is alive and somebody who is dead. The house where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be remembered like a dead, like a cemetery. And the house where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember, it's like somebody who's alive or a house full of life. My brothers and sisters, it is the life of the heart. You see how beautiful garden we have here, trees and roses. Imagine if this place or this garden flat, there is no trees in it, there is no roses in it, there is not, just a flat place, flat like a pancake. If you imagine that, you will not be attractive to see or to stay in such garden. What make it beautiful? These beautiful flowers and trees in this surround. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that in Jannah, the Jannah, ghirasuha, the trees of Jannah, made of tasbih and tahleel and takbir and tahmeed. Whenever you say subhanallah or alhamdulillah or la ilaha illallah or Allahu Akbar, Allah will put in your garden in Jannah a tree for you, or a rose, or a palm. So every time you make dhikr, you make your garden, your place in Jannah, more life, more beautiful. If the land of Jannah will have more life by dhikrullah, I guarantee for you that your heart will have more life in it if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will beautify your heart is dhikrullah. The same way dhikrullah beautify the Jannah that you will, inshallah, be in Jannah, the garden that you will have in Jannah, in paradise, also dhikrullah will make your heart pure and will let you taste the sweetness of iman. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said, if you want to taste the sweetness of iman, you will find it in three things: in prayer, in dhikrullah, in remembering Allah, and the third one, in reading Qur'an. But if you couldn't find it in any one of these three, you have to know that you are lost, that the door is closed, that you are far away from realizing or tasting the real taste of iman. My brothers and sisters, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something you do it occasionally. It should be a habit. It should be something that you are used to it, that you always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَطْبًا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Always make sure that your tongue, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahya ibn Zakariya, Prophet Yahya, Prophet John, told the children of Israel a great example. Explained to them, as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, that once he addressed his people and told them that the example of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the example of a person who's running away from his enemy. Then he approached a castle and he entered the castle and he locked the door. And this castle has a very high walls that people cannot enter the castle. Yahya, the Prophet John said, this is the example of a person who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are in this dunya, your real enemy is the shaitan. He's after you to get you. The moment you start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment you enter the castle and he cannot reach you. But the moment you don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment he will be able to take over your mind, your heart, and he will make you forget about your Lord. Make sure that you remember this example, which is given to you by great Prophet, Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam told us also, three people Allah will always accept their dua, always accept their request. Allah always will accept their supplications. الذاكرين الله كثيرا. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. وَدَعْوَةُ المظلوم. And the person who been abused, which injustice been done to him. And the third one, al-imam al-muqsit, the just ruler. And this hadith reported by Imam al-Bayhaqi. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us, مَا مِنْ عَمَلٍ لِبْنِ آدَمْ أَنْجَى لَهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, nothing the son of Adam will do, and this action or this deed will protect him from the hellfire as much as dhikrullah. Yani as much as you make dhikr to Allah, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as much as you will be protected from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is hadith Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أنا عند حسن ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا ذكرني فإذا ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منه. This hadith which the Prophet ﷺ told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm always will be there for my slave. Whatever good he will expect from me, he will find it or she will find it. I'm with him when he remember me. If he remember me while he is by himself, I will remember him also. And if he remember me while he's in gathering, while he's in public or with people, pronounce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, glorifying Allah, thanking Allah, praising Allah in public, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will praise such person. We remember, we'll pronounce that person's name. We'll mention him in a gathering better than your gathering. And no doubt, because your name will be mentioned in the appearance of the angels of the angels. My brothers and sisters, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم once told his companions, أَيَعْجَزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكْسَبَ كُلَّ يَوْمْ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةً. If you want to receive 1,000 reward every day, do you want to receive 1,000 reward every day? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He said, if you make tasbih 100 times, you say Subhanallah 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with 1,000 tasbih. Not only that, also Allah will erase 1,000 sin from your sins. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, إن أفضل الناس يوم القيامة الحمادون. The best people in the day of judgment are الحمادون. يعني they will be rewarded the best reward. What is الحمادون means? الحمادون الذين يحمدون الله. Those who always say الحمد لله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, whoever would say سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times a day, Allah will forgive his sins, even if it is as much as the foam of the sea. And this hadith reported by Al-Bukhari or Muslim. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told one of his companions that لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This statement, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, which is a declaration from you that the only power you have, it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word, this statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it down from a treasure underneath his throne. And the Prophet ﷺ said, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَسْلَمَ عَبْدِي وَاسْتَسْلَمَ. Whenever you say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, Allah will say, my slave have submit himself to me. My brothers and sisters, if this is the case, we should take the advantage of every moment of our life to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can. I will stop here and I will see you inshallah in the next episode. Also, if you're rich, if you're poor, it doesn't matter. You're old, you're young, you're male, female, it doesn't matter. All of us, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in day, in nights. Even if you are traveling in the sea or by the airplane or in your car, there is some supplication, there is some dua you've been asked to say and you'll be asked to, say it and practicing it. My dear brothers and sisters, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are in the ease time and when we are in a hardship, when we are healthy and when we are sick. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret and in public. while I'm alone or while I'm with my friends or with my family. Think about it. When you walk up in the morning, the first thing you said, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He brought you back to life after your death, because sleeping is a form of death. Then after that, you go to the bathroom. There is a supplication to say before you go to the bathroom. There is another one when you exit from the bathroom. There is another one you say before you eat and after you eat. There is something to say when you meet somebody. You say, Assalamu alaikum. And this is a form of dhikr. And when you walk out of your house, there is another dua the Prophet ﷺ taught us to say when we leave our homes, when we meet people. Actually, when we gather, in any gathering, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you attend any gathering, you must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that gathering if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this gathering. And if you don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ said, this will be in the Day of Judgment, tirah, which it means something you regret. You regret you attended that gathering without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Islam taught us also what to say in several different occasions and different positions. He taught us to say certain supplication when we see the crescent. Al-Islam also, the Prophet ﷺ taught us what to say when you see somebody sick or somebody going through a hardship in front of you. When you hear good news, what to say. When you hear bad news, what to say. When you hear somebody sneeze, what to say. When you yourself sneeze, what to say. Al-Islam ordered you to read Quran and ordered you to pray 5 times a day. And all this a form of dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so you might be among the successful one. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much will lead to success. Will lead to success, no doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And the men and the women who remember Allah much, Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. Forgiveness and a great reward. The moment you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask His forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you request. That's why النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was described as Anas رضي الله عنه described him. That he said, كان يذكر الله على كل أحيانه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. All the time. As I just told you, just the moment you wake up until you go back to sleep, there is certain dhikr that you say over the day and the night. And if there is nothing particular to say, you've been encouraged to say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But before I go deep in this, I would like to share with you the meaning and the definition of the word dhikr. This word dhikr has several meanings. Dhikr in Quran been used in different meanings. First meaning, dhikr, it means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like what you just heard, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَاذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. يعني remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Dhikr also been mentioned in the Qur'an, and it means Al-Qur'an and As-Sunnah. Allah says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have sent down a dhikr and we are going to protect it. So this verse clearly talking about a dhikr, which is Al-Quran and as sunnah, as the scholars said, which it means basically the deen, the religion. Also a dhikr means the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in his book that he have sent down a sunnah to explain what he have revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. We have given you a dhikr, so you will explain with it what we have revealed to them. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to people is Al-Qur'an. And what explained Al-Qur'an? As-Sunnah. So here we see clearly that dhikr means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Dhikr means Al-Qur'an and As-Sunnah, the religion. Al-Dhikr means also the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically. Al-Dhikr also could mean the knowledge or the scholars. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of knowledge, who are the scholars basically, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of dhikr, it means ask the scholars. So now we realize that dhikr has several meanings. But we are here focusing on the first meaning, because that was related to our subject, dhikr, which it means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll have a break, then we'll come back inshallah to continue our discussion.
Huda TV strives to bring you, our viewers, the best in Islamic programming. Please send your comments and suggestions to feedback at huda.tv.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, to continue our discussion about the meaning and the importance of dhikrullah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what's so unique about this act of worship? It doesn't have a time. It doesn't require a specific time. Any act of worship, it has a specific time to be done in it. For instance, salat, there is specific time for you to pray. 5 times a day, there are certain times you're not allowed to pray, and there are certain times you'll be recommended to pray, and so on. Zakat, there is certain time for you to give zakat. And also, fasting, you fast sometime, you fast from Fajr all the way to Maghrib, and you fast in the month of Ramadan. But dhikrullah, all the time. Dhikrullah, all the time. All situations, no matter what you are involved in or where you are at, you can practice this act of worship. And also, one more thing about it, that you need to use your tongue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created your tongue in a such unique way. This muscle that you stretch it and you using it, never get tired. Have you ever heard about somebody said, oh, my tongue hurt me today, I use it too much today? No. If we use our tongue, we can use it and keep using it without even break, and we will not get tired. This is a very unique muscle, that it, you can stretching it and using it without getting tired. Imagine if your tongue like your hand. If you use your hand a lot, you feel tired. If you use your tongue a lot, you feel, I'm tired, I can't talk anymore. No, maybe your jaw will get tired, but your tongue will never get tired. And your tongue is the tool that you use to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beside your heart as well. But mainly, use your tongue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed you with this, you should utilize it in the best way. You should not ever let a moment pass in your life and you can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. You can pronounce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His names and attributes, without saying it. Don't ever let any time goes by without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this hadith reported by Imam Muslim, سَبَقَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ. Al-Mufarridun, they will come first. The Prophet ﷺ was asked, who are the Mufarridun? Then the Prophet ﷺ recited this verse, أَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those who remember Allah much, male and female, those male and female who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us And this hadith reported by Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, الدُّنْيَةُ مَلْعُونَةٌ مَلْعُونٌ مَا فِيهَا إِلَّا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ وَعَالِمًا وَمُتَعَلِّمًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed this dunya, this world, except those who are learning and those who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anything, these two things involve in it, it will be blessed. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, this, the hadith reported by Ibn Hibban, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَن تَمُوتَ وَلِسَانُكَ رَطْبٌ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The best thing that you die while you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the last thing you say before you die, La ilaha illallah, you enter Jannah. If this is the last word you pronounce before your death, that means you among the people of Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that the house, al-bayt, الذي يذكر الله فيه والذي لا يذكر الله فيه مثل الحي والميت. That the house where people in that, the people of that house, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much in that house. And another house where people will not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example of these two houses, the example of somebody who is alive and somebody who is dead. The house where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be remembered like a dead, like a cemetery. And the house where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember, it's like somebody who's alive or a house full of life. My brothers and sisters, it is the life of the heart. You see how beautiful garden we have here, trees and roses. Imagine if this place or this garden flat, there is no trees in it, there is no roses in it, there is not, just a flat place, flat like a pancake. If you imagine that, you will not be attractive to see or to stay in such garden. What make it beautiful? These beautiful flowers and trees in this surround. The Prophet ﷺ told us that in Jannah, غِرَاسُهَا, the trees of Jannah, made of tasbih and tahleel and takbir and tahmeed. Whenever you say subhanallah or alhamdulillah or la ilaha illallah or Allahu Akbar, Allah will put in your garden in Jannah a tree for you, or a rose, or a palm. So every time you make dhikr, you make your garden, your place in Jannah, more life, more beautiful. If the land of Jannah will have more life by dhikrullah, I guarantee for you that your heart will have more life in it if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will beautify your heart is dhikrullah. The same way dhikrullah beautify the Jannah that you will, inshallah, be in Jannah, the garden that you will have in Jannah, in paradise, also dhikrullah will make your heart pure and will let you taste the sweetness of Iman. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said, if you want to taste the sweetness of Iman, you will find it in three things. In prayer, in dhikrullah, in remembering Allah, and the third one, in reading Qur'an. But if you couldn't find it in any one of these three, you have to know that you are lost, that the door is closed, that you are far away from realizing or tasting the real taste of Iman. My brothers and sisters, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something you do it occasionally. It should be a habit. It should be something that you are used to it, that you always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Always make sure that your tongue remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahya ibn Zakariya, Prophet Yahya, Prophet John, told the children of Israel a great example. Explained to them, as our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told us, that once he addressed his people and told them that the example of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the example of a person who's running away from his enemy. Then he approached a castle and he entered the castle and he locked the door. And this castle has a very high walls that people cannot enter the castle. Yahya, the Prophet John said, this is the example of a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are in this dunya, your real enemy is the shaitan. He's after you to get you. The moment you start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment you enter the castle and he cannot reach you. But the moment you don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment he will be able to take over your mind, your heart, and he will make you forget about your Lord. Make sure that you remember this example, which is given to you by great Prophet, Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us also, three people Allah will always accept their dua, always accept their request. Allah always will accept their supplications. الذاكرين الله كثيرا. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. وَدَعْوَةُ الْمَظْلُومِ. And the person who been abused, which injustice been done to him. And the third one, الإمام المقصد, the just ruler. And this hadith reported by Imam al-Bayhaqi. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also told us, مَا مِنْ عَمَلٍ لِبْنِ آدَمٍ أَنْجَى لَهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and this hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, nothing the son of Adam will do, and this action or this deed will protect him from the hellfire as much as dhikrullah. Yani as much as you make dhikr to Allah, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as much as you will be protected from the hell fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is hadith Qudsi, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أنا عند حسن ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا ذكرني فإذا ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منه. This hadith, which the Prophet ﷺ told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm always will be there for my slave. Whatever good he will expect from me, he will find it, or she will find it. I'm with him when he remember me. If he remember me while he is by himself, I will remember him also. And if he remember me while he's in gathering, while he's in public or with people, pronounce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, glorifying Allah, thanking Allah, praising Allah in public, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will praise such person. We remember, we'll pronounce that person's name. We'll mention him in a gathering better than your gathering. And no doubt, because your name will be mentioned in the appearance of the angels, of the angels. My brothers and sisters, Nabi sallallahu once told his companions, أَيَعْجَزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكْسَبَ كُلَّ يَوْمْ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةً. If you want to receive 1,000 reward every day, do you want to receive 1,000 reward every day? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He said, if you make tasbih 100 times, you say Subhanallah 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with 1,000 tasbih. Not only that, also Allah will erase 1,000 sin from your sins. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, إن أفضل الناس يوم القيامة الحمادون. The best people in the day of judgment are الحمادون. يعني they will be reward the best reward. What is الحمادون means? الحمادون الذين يحمدون الله. Those who always say الحمد لله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, whoever would say سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times a day, Allah will forgive his sins, even if it is as much as the foam of the sea. And this hadith reported by Al-Bukhari or Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told one of his companions that لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This statement, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, which is a declaration from you that the only power you have, it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word, this statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it down from a treasure underneath his throne. And the Prophet said, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَسْلَمَ عَبْدِي وَاسْتَسْلَمَ. Whenever you say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, Allah will say, my slave have submit himself to me. My brothers and sisters, if this is the case, we should take the advantage of every moment of our life to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can. I will stop here and I will see you inshallah in the next episode.